Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Naresh Mago. The headlines. Government constitutes 8-member high-level committee to examine One Nation, One Election. Chandrayaan 3's rover Pragyan put to sleep after completion of all its assignments on lunar surface. 4th G20 Sherpa meeting to start today in Nuh district of Haryana. Northern Railways decides to cancel 40 mail and express trains due to G20 summit in Delhi from 9th to 10th September. Indian men's hockey team beats Pakistan in a thrilling final to win inaugural men's hockey 5S Asia Cup. And in football, Indian men's team secures 1-0 win over Bangladesh in SAF Under-16 Championship in Thimphu, Bhutan. The government has constituted an 8-member high-level committee to examine One Nation, One Election. Former President Ramnath Kovind has been appointed as chairman of the committee. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Congress MP Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, former leader of opposition in Rajya Sabha Ghulam Nabi Azad, former chairman 15th Finance Commission N.K. Singh and others are appointed as the members of the committee. Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will attend the meetings of the committee as a special invitee. The elections to the House of People and Legislative Assemblies of States were mostly held simultaneously from 1951-52 to 1967, after which this cycle got broken. The High-Level Committee will examine and make recommendations for holding simultaneous elections of Lok Sabha, State Legislative Assemblies, Municipalities and Panchayats, keeping in view the existing framework under the Constitution and other statutory provisions. It will examine and recommend if the amendments to the Constitution would require ratification by the states. They will also suggest a framework for synchronization of elections and specifically suggest the phases and time frame within which simultaneous elections may be held. The committee will also examine the logistics and manpower required, including the EVMs and VVPATs, for holding simultaneous elections. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has informed that the Pragyan rover, which was carried to the moon by its Chandrayaan 3 spacecraft, has been put to sleep as it has completed all its assignments on the lunar surface. The rover traversed over 100 meters on the lunar surface after touching down on the moon on the 25th of August. The ISRO also informed that the next sunrise is expected on the 22nd of this month and hoped for a successful awakening for another set of assignments. The space agency's announcement came hours after ISRO chief S. Somanath said that the lunar missions rover Pragyan and lander Vikram are functioning well and they would be put to sleep soon to withstand the night of the moon. The receiver is kept on and hoping for a successful awakening for another set of assignments, else it will forever stay there as India's lunar ambassador, he added. The 4th G20 Sherpa meeting will begin in Haryana's Nuh district from today. The meeting will be held till the 7th of September near Tauru. Special decorations have been made by the Haryana government on the route from the Sirhol border to the Khidki Dola Toll Plaza Rampura flyover. Apart from the G20 member countries, Sherpas and other delegates from the invited countries will participate in the high-level meeting. For the convenience of the participants, 23 liaison officers, 19 HCs and 4 IAS officers have been deputed with them. 5 ambulances with advanced life support facilities will also be stationed at ITC Grand Bharat to deal with any emergency situation. Northern Railways has decided to cancel 40 mail and express trains due to the upcoming G20 summit in Delhi from 9th to 10th September. It has also diverted 64 trains. In a social media post, Northern Railways said the decision has been made, keeping in view the security and other important arrangements for the summit. It shared its train handling plan on social media and requested the passengers to plan their journey accordingly. Several trains that were supposed to originate or terminate at the New Delhi Railway Station during the period from 8th to 11th of this month will now terminate or originate from Ghaziabad or Hazrat Nizamuddin Railway Stations. In Punjab, in a bid to trap people, especially youth, in its network, the Pakistan Intelligence Agency, ISI, has always tried to adopt different tactics to trap people to work against their country. Now, the ISI is trying to mislead the youth through fake social media platforms. Punjab police has issued an advisory regarding this and advised people to ignore such false messages being received on their mobile phones. A report.
The Pakistani spy agency ISI always try to mislead the youth and trap them in the districts located along with the international border in the state. In this regard, Pathankot District Police has issued a list of 8 such fake social media accounts and advised people to be aware of them. Youngsters are trapped by showing obscene videos or by adopting any other trick through these fake accounts run in the name of females. In this advisory, it has been stated that be vigilant and careful before accepting any friend request coming from a female because it might be any track of an agent from enemy country to trap them. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Prasar Bharati is adopting state-of-the-art technology to increase the reach of Doordarshan and Akashwani across the country. Member Finance of Prasar Bharati, DPS Negi, while presiding over a review meeting in Raipur yesterday, said that being a public broadcaster, Prasar Bharati wants to set an example.
भारत सरकार ने प्रसार भारती को 2,540 करोड़ का ग्रांट दिया है अंडर बाइंड स्कीम में जो आकाशवाणी और दूरदर्शन नेटवर्क है उन्हें हम लेटेस्ट इक्विपमेंट लाएंगे और अच्छी क्वालिटी के लाएंगे बीइंग ए पब्लिक ब्रॉडकास्टर ऑफ द कंट्री हमें एग्जांपल सेट कर रहे हैं कि द बेस्ट टेक्नोलॉजी इज बीइंग यूज इन द पब्लिक ब्रॉडकास्टर सो दैट द हमारे जिसकी जो आबादी है जो हमारे बेस्ट प्रोग्राम इन द बेस्ट नेटवर्क में देख सके.
Mr. Negi said that efforts are being made for the expansion of FM transmission of Akashwani in the hilly terrains, left-wing extremism-affected areas and other remote places of the country. During his one-day visit to Chhattisgarh, Mr. Negi held a meeting of officials of Doordarshan and Akashwani in Raipur and reviewed the progress of the ongoing projects and other functions and gave necessary instructions. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. In Odisha, at least 10 people were killed in lightning strikes in 6 districts which witnessed heavy rainfall yesterday. The Office of the Special Relief Commissioner said that lightning strikes claimed the lives of 4 people in Khurda district, 2 in Bolangir and 1 each in Angul, Baudh, Jagat Singhpur and Dhenkanal. 3 persons in Khurda were also injured in lightning strikes. In Telangana, very heavy rain lashed several parts of the state since yesterday. Some places in Mehboob Nagar, Rangareddy and Suryapet districts received very heavy rain, while Janampet of Mehboob Nagar recorded the highest rainfall of 147.5 millimetre till 5 this morning. Meanwhile, several parts of Hyderabad started receiving heavy rain in the early hours today. Meanwhile, the IMD has predicted heavy rain in Telangana for the next 3 days. The officials have issued a yellow alert stating that several parts of the state are likely to receive heavy rain, and an orange alert for very heavy rain is likely in many places tomorrow and the day after. The India Meteorological Department has predicted increase in rainfall activity with heavy to very heavy rainfall over Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Kerala from tomorrow. Heavy rainfall activity is also likely over Gangetic West Bengal, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Maharashtra, Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The Weather Office has also forecast subdued rainfall activity over the remaining parts of the country during the next 5 days. In hockey, India beat Pakistan in a penalty shootout in the final to win the inaugural Men's Hockey 5S Asia Cup 2023 in Salalah, Oman yesterday. The win also served as Asia's qualifying tournament for the FIH Men's Hockey 5S World Cup Oman 2024. Subsequently, India qualified for the FIH Men's Hockey 5S World Cup Oman 2024. This is the first time in 3 meetings that India have beaten Pakistan in the Hockey 5S format. From 2-4 down in the second half, India took the game to the shootout after 2 goals from Mohammad Rahil. In the shootout, Pakistan missed all their chances, while Maninder Singh hits the hammer in the coffin to score India's second goal in the shootout. Earlier in the evening, India thrashed Malaysia 10-4 in the semi-final. Pakistan reached the final after defeating Oman 7-3. For their remarkable performance and the important win, Hockey India has announced 2 lakh rupees to each player of the team and 1 lakh rupees each for the support staff. Hockey India President Dilip Tirke congratulated the team on qualifying for the FIH Men's Hockey 5S World Cup Oman 2024 and winning the gold medal. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Anurag Singh Thakur has congratulated the Indian men's hockey team for winning the inaugural Men's Hockey 5S Asia Cup 2023. In a social media post, Mr. Thakur said that the victory speaks volumes about the grit and passion of the talented players. He lauded them for their exceptional performance and making their way to the Hockey 5S World Cup to be held in Oman. In football, the India Under-16 men's team secured a 1-0 win over Bangladesh to open their SAF Under-16 championship campaign at the Changli Mithang Stadium in Thimphu, Bhutan yesterday. India have a 4-day rest before they face Nepal in their second and final group match on the 6th of September. Bhutan, Pakistan and Maldives make up Group B. The top two teams from both groups will qualify for the semi-finals. In Asia Cup cricket, the match between arch-rivals India and Pakistan was called off due to rain at Pallekele International Cricket Stadium in Kandy last night. Pakistan could not start their chase as rain eventually forced the match to be abandoned. India and Pakistan walk away with 1 point each. Pakistan have qualified for the Super 4 stage with 3 points from 2 games in Group A and have become the first team to qualify for the Super 4 stage of Asia Cup 2023. The group stage will end on September 5. India will next face Nepal in an almost must-win match tomorrow in Pallekele. Today, Bangladesh will take on Afghanistan in a Group B match at Gaddafi Stadium, Lahore. The match starts at 3 p.m. IST. In shooting, the National Rifle Association of India, NRAI, has named a 33-member Indian shooting team that will take part in the 19th Asian Games 2023 in Hangzhou, China, beginning 23rd September. The NRAI also announced a 35-member team for the Asian Shooting Championship 2023 in Changwon, South Korea. The Asian Games 2023 assumes significance as a total of 24 Paris Olympics quota places are there to be won, 2 in each of the 12 Indian individual Olympic events across the 3 disciplines of rifle, pistol and shotgun. In athletics, India's Avinash Sable qualified for his maiden Diamond League final after finishing 5th in the men's 3,000-meter steeplechase race at the Xiamen Diamond League in China. Avinash Sable clocked 8 minutes 16 seconds, 16.27 seconds in overcast conditions at the Egret Stadium. Morocco's Soufiane El Bakkali, the reigning Olympic and world champion, won the Xiamen track and field event with a meet record of 8 minutes 10.31 seconds. Samuel Ferevo of Ethiopia clinched the second spot in 8 minutes 11.29 seconds, while Amos Serem of Kenya claimed third place in 8 minutes 14.41 seconds. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Naresh. Stories about the launch of Aditya L1 solar probe are splashed on the front pages of all dailies this morning. And ISRO Sunrise says in the Sun Times, Nari Shakti behind Aditya L1, Nigar Shaji is project director, Raisa Times of India. G20 full dress rehearsal, anti-terror plan in place is the headline in Sunday Pioneer. Biden to hold bilateral talks with PM Modi on September 8, says the Financial Express. In a move aimed at curbing imports from China, Center may allow laptop PC imports only from trusted geographies, says the Indian Express. Jet Airways founder in ED custody till September 11, Naresh Goyal laundered maximum funds from the 6,000 crore loan is a lead story in the Economic Times. Former owner of London's iconic Harrods retail store, billionaire Al Fayed, buried with son Dodi after funeral, says the Asian Age. And finally, 2 new global studies that mined information of over 1 million patients have statistically proved that female surgeons have better outcomes than their male counterparts, reports the Times of India. With that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government constitutes 8-member high-level committee to examine One Nation, One Election. Chandrayaan 3's rover Pragyan put to sleep after completion of all its assignments on lunar surface. 4th G20 Sherpa meeting to start today in no district of Haryana. Northern Railways decides to cancel 40 mail and express trains due to G20 summit in Delhi from 9 to 10 September. Indian men's hockey team beat Pakistan in a thrilling final to win inaugural Men's Hockey 5S Asia Cup. And football, Indian men's team secures 1-0 win over Bangladesh in SAF Under-16 Championship in Simpang Bhutan. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.